Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
MasterChef last night, quite a big one, offering four previously eliminated contestants a chance to maybe win back an apron. Maya won the three-course challenge, and she joins us now. Welcome, Maya.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Really good, and probably better for you. I imagine it's quite a relief. Going into MasterChef, out again, you've actually had to work to get back in again. How much pressure is that second chance round?
Oh, there's definitely a lot of pressure on that second chance round. I think even more so, I was putting pressure on myself.
Mm-hmm.
When I got eliminated, I feel like I wasn't ready to leave the competition, and I was really hard on myself, I think, but I turned that into some form of positive energy, and I went out there and I got some work experience, and I just tried to hone in on my cooking skills to the best of my ability, and I sort of used that when I came back into the comp to, I guess, channel that into my three-course menu yesterday. So that definitely helped me. So I'm so thankful for how hard I worked outside of this and how I pushed myself, and it's paid off.
Yeah, I was wondering how you spent some of that downtime. Was it a particular area that you felt you needed to work on? How do you maximise that downtime?
I think I really wanted to work on my savoury dishes, and I knew that I wanted to work with Australian native ingredients. So I worked in Hobart for a little while at a restaurant called Fico, which is a two-headed restaurant, and I went back to Perth and I started working at Wildflower, which features heavily native Australian ingredients. And I think it was there where I really honed in on, my skill set with using all these incredible native ingredients, which half the time I look at or I taste, but I don't really know how to transcend that to a dish and how to actually create something exciting with that, or something edible, or how to even turn that into something. But the guys at Wildflower really, paved the way for me. Yeah.
That's great. And would you say that that time outside of the MasterChef competition was an advantage or a disadvantage for you going back in now?
I think for me it was a huge advantage. I don't know how it would have been for everyone else, but for me I saw that as an opportunity to learn outside of the MasterChef kitchen and to get some professional experience. And I actually really think it paid off for me, yeah.
I'm sure we have to keep a couple of secrets for the remaining weeks of the show, but what can we look forward to, or where are you at now that you're back in the kitchen?
Oh my gosh, I'm just so excited to be back. You'll definitely be seeing me pull out some more native ingredients and things, and I'm not going to be doing as many sweet dishes as I did before, that's for sure.
Fair enough. You've proven yourself well worthy. Thank you so much for having a chat with us this morning, Maya.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for having me.